Weekend Breakfast with Sarah Jane King.
We all have a voice.
Use yours.
Call 021-446-0567.
Join the conversation. Join the conversation. On Cape Talk.
Now, it's every parent's nightmare discovering that your beautiful baby is seriously ill. And it's a nightmare that turned into reality for my next guest, who discovered that when her daughter Myra was just 15 months old, that she had stage 4 neuroblastoma. That's a type of childhood cancer. Now, Myra's undergone chemotherapy due to the aggressive nature of the form of cancer that she has, but she still needs further treatment. Because the type of treatment that she needs isn't offered in South Africa yet, Myra's family were advised to seek help in North Carolina in the US, and they went on a fundraising campaign earlier this year. They managed to raise the money that they needed to get to North Carolina, where since the 9th of August, Myra has been receiving treatment. However, the good news is the treatment has started to work. The not so good news is that the treatment needs to continue, and it's going to continue at a cost of $425,000. That's around 6 million rand. And the family is desperate, as you can imagine, and they are asking for your help. And we're joined on the line this morning by Jenna Cook, who is Myra's mom. Just explain to us, Jenna, the situation and how you discovered that Myra was ill.
Good morning, Sarah Jane, and good morning to your listeners. How I am or how we are is a question that I like to escape, because I know that it's just common courtesy to ask, but it's a difficult one. We are family rocked by childhood cancer, rocked to its core, having left South Africa to search for a cure overseas. Myra would have completed a week of chemoimmunotherapy, which is not available in South Africa yet, and that is the reason why we had to leave. And so she would have, had nausea, a rash from it. So really hanging in there, but this seems to be the only thing that is working for her, and the only thing that has worked since her diagnosis in February.
And just remind us, how old is Myra now?
She's 21 months.
She's 21 months, and she was diagnosed back in February, so she would have been, maths is terrible, 15?
Just 15 months old.
And just tell our listeners, if you will, this is, she's been diagnosed with stage 4 high-risk neuroblastoma. What exactly is that, for those of us who don't really understand?
Neuroblastoma is a solid tumor, meaning that it presents itself as an actual solid tumor, normally in the abdomen. It's basically little cells that's come out of your spine whilst you were in utero, and these little cells were supposed to differentiate or turn into, various cells and do a specific job. But instead of differentiating properly, they went rogue, and they matured into cancer. And it's actually one of the most common solid tumor cancers in children. But to be honest, when Myra was diagnosed, I had never heard of neuroblastoma. In fact, the only childhood cancer I ever did hear of, and which is covered a lot, is leukemia. So learning about neuroblastoma was a big thing for me. I'm by no means any expert, but as we call ourselves, momcologists, when you're thrown into this world of understanding your child's cancer.
You know, my daughter is a month older than Myra. I cannot imagine, and I can't imagine what you are going through and what you go through when you sit in a doctor's office and they tell you that your baby has cancer. What was the first thing that you kind of had to get your brain around was what? And what did the doctors tell you?
Well, initially, I must say, because obviously it is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, and I actually want to use this opportunity to definitely answer that question in this particular way. Initially, Myra started having recurrent fevers and a total loss of appetite, and we had gone to three different doctors before a diagnosis was made. And all three doctors, even the one that did diagnose Myra eventually, was inclined to think it was teething because the symptoms were so similar: recurrent fevers, loss of appetite. And so for Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, I think, if I could just take a little bit of a detour, I think that people should be aware of the signs. I know the CHOC lists an acronym of the signs, and if you feel that something is wrong, you should act on it. And that's what we did. Why we went to three different doctors, because it was just not normal, quote unquote, for a child to totally lose their appetite, and to have fevers of 39.3 all the time. And so when Myra was initially diagnosed, obviously, my heart sank to the bottom of my feet. I was absolutely heartbroken because we were just a normal family going about our normal things, just recovering from a pandemic, still trying to find our feet in February of 2021, as we all were. And here we were hit with a catastrophic diagnosis of our 15-month-old baby girl. But after 1 week of full-on crying, I learnt of another mom in Cape Town whose son also has neuroblastoma, and she became a real sort of role model for me. And I just started researching everything I could about the disease in order to understand better, in order to talk the same language as the doctor, in order to look for treatment options both in South Africa, in different provinces, and overseas. So, whilst it was catastrophic in the beginning, and like I said, debilitating because your emotions were just like all over the place, after a week, I gained control, and that has helped me ever
Sure.
since, I think.
More power to you. I don't know how you're doing it. You are incredible. So Myra went and underwent chemotherapy here, but because of
Yes.
the nature of the cancer, she needs further treatment. And you fundraised and you fundraised and you fundraised, and people were hugely generous, and you were able to get yourself to the States, which is where you are speaking to us from now. As I said, you've been there since the 9th of August. Give us an update now on what's happening, because you need more help. You need more help.
So when we left South Africa, we had fundraised basically almost everything that we needed in terms of the cost estimate that the hospital had provided to us from the States. And so, but when we arrived here, there were a few things that the doctors weren't happy with Myra, because she had a progression of the tumor to her mandible and her oral cavity. They were mostly worried that if they were to perform any surgical procedures on her or any requiring anesthetic, she wouldn't have a secure airway. They would not be able to access her airway due to the sheer size of the tumor in her mouth, which just basically covers the whole front entrance of it. So then we had to have a tracheostomy inserted. That caused an extensive stay in the pediatric ICU unit. And like I said, we've not left the hospital since the 10th of August. So in that time, all the bills have been racking up, and we've depleted the amount that we did fundraise for. And that's when I called on our community once again through Myra's Instagram page, asking, is this where it ends? Because what's happened in between is that for the first time ever, Myra also received her chemoimmunotherapy. And for the first time ever, we have seen results whereby she has the tumor in her mandible and oral cavity, other tumors, and then a big one in her abdomen. Both of the big ones are practically dead. So the irony of the situation is that we've run out of funds. We are now presented with a $430,000 bill for future treatments, which includes chemoimmunotherapy to continue and two surgeries. The irony is that it's working. for the first time ever. And so we were at a loss. We didn't know, should we continue? Do we just return home now? And that is when I appealed to her followers and everyone on social media to open their hearts for Myra and, you know, truly give her a chance to live.
US$435,000 is
Yes.
6 million South African rand.
Yeah.
But I am a firm believer that miracles happen. So I think that if you continue to do what you are doing and speaking to people like me, I just feel that I wanted to get you on because I feel like there is always hope. As long as there is breath in our body as parents, there is always hope. And you never know who is listening into this show this morning. You just never know. So what's the prognosis? What's the prognosis?
The prognosis for Myra for going forward is that while the doctor said if we can gain control of the tumor in the mandible and the large tumor in the abdomen, then she has a chance. She's also enrolled in a clinical trial here, which is free of charge. So if you compare Myra's chances in comparison to South Africa in the sense that because we don't have chemoimmunotherapy available yet for her specific type of cancer, she has a better chance to continue than to return home where she may be placed on hospice. So there really is no alternative but to continue because the treatment also provides her great relief. As you can imagine, a huge tumor in your mouth, it's shrunk already, it's almost dead. It's providing her relief. It's invaded her jaw to the extent that there's a part of jaw that's absolutely just obliterated and not there anymore. But I see that she's definitely getting a lot of pain relief just by the treatment and not necessarily only from her medication that she's on.
Jenna, how are her spirits? How do you explain to a 21-month-old baby why she's in so much discomfort and why we are not at home and why all this stuff is happening and why we're surrounded by doctors and nurses? How do you do that? And how is she in herself on a day-to-day basis?
Thank you very much for asking that question because a lot of people would focus on me and say, you're brave, you're doing well. Actually, the true brave one is Myra. Myra probably has sadly known pain her entire life. And so she's actually can deal with a lot of pain and she's long suffering. Unfortunately, that's not obviously something wonderful to say, but she's long suffering and she can take pain and just sort of breathe it through. She hates being poked. I believe most cancer children with cancer, if they were to choose between chemotherapy and the effects of it versus a injection, they would actually choose chemotherapy because you know, being poked is not fun. So Myra hates that. She hates strangers, and it's a difficult thing to explain to her why strangers are invading her personal space, and why we are doing all these things to her. Because to be honest, the only thing I can say to her is, I'm sorry, it's almost done, you're such a brave girl, but none of those things are really helping much. And she's a bravery, I also believe, is something that's a choice in a circumstance, and this is sort of just put on her. But I must say she's been my role model throughout this whole thing. I get my strength from her. She goes through so much on a daily basis, but is still able to smile with a tumor right there in her mouth, smiling back at you, and just able to dance with her arms and loves to color in. So I feel like she's accepted cancer as part of her life. And that's what makes it sad for me because I want to give her an opportunity to realize that life is more than cancer.
Sorry, Jen, if you are just joining us this morning, we are talking to Jenna Cook, who is the mother of 21-month-old Myra Hassan, who is being treated for an aggressive type of childhood cancer in the United States. The family were able to fundraise and get Myra to North Carolina, where she's currently receiving treatment, but they need They need your help. They need $435,000 to continue the life-saving treatment that is now showing results. It's working.
Yes.
If you are someone who is able to just support even a little bit, you know, Jenna was saying to me that every little bit helps. How can people support you, Jenna? What can they do? How can they donate? Even if it's just, you know, a couple of rand here and there, what can they do? Where can they go online to support you?
Well, we have a GoFundMe page, which is most convenient because it allows us to obviously get money into the States easier. So a GoFundMe page under Myra's Miracle. And then we also have a Quickit account, also Myra's Miracle. And then all the details of the various fundraising platforms are available on her Instagram page, also Myra's Miracle. We have collaborated with NPO by the name of Cupcakes of Hope, and they have agreed to provide Section 18A certificates for anybody who wishes to have a tax rebate in respect of their donation. That could be for private individuals or for companies. And then another way that you can help, which has been useful in the past, is if you have a small business and you wish to contribute to a service or an item to an auction. We often host auctions in Myra's favor on her Instagram page. That is also quite a big hit, and it also helps, you know, provide your small business with a very small advertising space on a platform with just 8,000 followers. And then the most simplest way to share her story, please. You just, like you said, Sarah Jane, you just never know who's out there, who's going to read it, who may be moved for one or other particular reason due to their own life experiences, and continue to share if you're not able to donate in any way.
If you would like more information, you can go to Myra's Miracle, and all the details are there. Myra, M-A-I-R-A-H, Myra's Miracle on Instagram, and all the details are there. We'll also put the details onto our website. Jenna, you are extraordinary, and we wish you and your husband and, of course, Myra, just our prayers are with you. We are thinking of you. This is a story that has touched me deeply. I think something happens when you become a parent yourself. I was saying this to a colleague of mine. Something happens when you become a parent yourself, that any story, any situation involving a child just hits you differently, doesn't it? It just, there's something that you're not able to, I think, really appreciate until you become a parent yourself.
Yes, that
and is our true. Our children are also very, 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 very similar ages. Our thoughts and our prayers are with you. I believe in miracles, and I hope a miracle happens, and that you will be able to bring Myra home, and she will live a long and healthy and happy life. Please, if you are able to support, even just in the smallest way, please do get in touch. You can get in touch with us if you like, but you can follow Myra's Miracle on Instagram. Jenna, our love to you and our prayers with you and your family, and thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Sarah Jane, and thank you to your listeners.